Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Thursday, October 2nd. I can't even believe it. Year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 9:08 and change. Broadcasting today from the United States of America, this is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. The United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans, we're going to salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Thomas Reese, Springbrook Township. Richard Polak, Clarksville. And Ronald Pickles Grahalski, Nanticoke. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be, our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, as uncomfortable as they could at some times be, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And with that essential preamble dealt with and dispensed with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense for this Thursday. Yeah, it's garbage day. The hill section of Scranton. I put it out. It's gone. My guys took care of business. And I've got my Dunmore DPW shirt on, fluorescent green. Homer gave it to me, and I proudly wear it. It's my fall long sleeve tee. If you're watching on WILKNewsRadio.com, and just press watch. And you can see this Dunmore DPW deal and the program as it unfolds. So we are in what, day two of the this government shutdown? Has it affected you yet? Are you feeling it? Have millions and millions of people died? Now, by the way, it's the Republicans this time who are being a little bit histrionic about what a government shutdown means. I am hoping that it means what Trump says it could mean, which is that they can undertake wholesale layoffs of federal employees. We need that so badly, and DOGE was thwarted, and people lost their spine and all of that. Maybe we could shut down the Department of Education. Maybe we could shut down Department of Labor. Nobody even knows what these people do. It's unbelievable. It's really good. And I don't want anybody to lose their job. Yeah, I don't have a big paying job and I can afford to lose it. Because it's I could go and maybe get hired by the DPW and make a little bit of more money. Then, but I'd actually have to work then. But you know, now as with every political argument, the Republicans have reduced the Democrat position to they want and insist on Medicaid for illegal aliens. That's only part of what they want, but it's certainly a good thing to a good narrative for the Republicans. And then the Democrats, the usual thing is people are going to die. Millions will die if Trump gets away with whatever skullduggery he's trying to get away with. Hey, somebody asked, what do you think about the illegal immigrant in Iowa who was superintendent of the Des Moines School District? Yeah, he was also registered to vote since 2012. I know. Again, they say, oh, no, nobody's voting. No illegals are voting. We're going to have Kalen Deese from the Washington Examiner on tomorrow to talk about that situation. It's so absurd. My man Gary D sent me the article by Kalen Deese. Maybe started following him since we've had Kalen on. He's the Justice Department reporter for the Washington Examiner. We're going to have him on Friday to talk about that because I think it's so funny. And it shows the extreme incompetence of the left. A former Obama staffer and acolyte, left-wing lunatic, is the head of that school board that hired him. And she's running for U.S. Senate against Joni Ernst. Ernst. Crazy. But on a better, interesting point, Jack from Florida, he says, good morning, Bob. October is World Blindness Awareness Month, a time to assess and take measures to reduce vision loss and your text got cut off here. Oh, and better appreciate the efforts of blind independents, which Jack from Florida, originally from here, is the poster child. Nobody knew he was blind because, hey, why tell them? An incredibly successful career as a consultant, and he did it while he could barely see. He is considered legally blind, but he continues in the text. I would like to call on October 15th to share a study I was involved with. Yes, white cane ignorance in America. You make sure you do that. But, yeah, that's great, Jack. I'd like to do that. By the way, it's also, I don't know what they call it. My friend Nikki D sent me on it, but it's Italian American Month or something like that, or Italian Heritage or Culture Month. Of course, Columbus Day upcoming. Oh, and I really wanted to march in the parade on Fifth Avenue this year. And normally Columbus Day is the first Sunday or Monday of October, but I guess this time it's the second, so I'm going to be in Denver. Yeah, Fred Duckman says, if government shutdown is so bad, maybe you should play The End of the World by Skeeter Davis from the 60s. I know. It's these people are incredible. everything that was so, oh, desperately urgent. So desperately urgent. We need this. We need this government. We need. Nobody's noticed it yet. I'm sorry. Other than the normal blabber from both sides. But the normal blabber of the Democrats becoming more shrill. Other than that, nobody knows it's even happening. Guess what? My DPW guys are working. I know it. I did not have time. I felt a little bad. I didn't have enough time to take the garbage cans in after they were emptied because I was rushing. Nevertheless, it's garbage day, and I don't know. I love garbage day. I do. It does mean that the week is almost over, which I don't like. I don't like that at all. Time is flying too quickly. Q and Deanna were saying that last night. We're watching a show, The House of Guinness, and it kept us up till like 11:30 last night, which is way past my cell date. And so I don't feel tired, but I got up much later than normal. Chauncey, well, much earlier and later. Chauncey got me up at 5 because he wanted to go out. And you know, it's one of those things. He's a big dog, and if he goes to the bathroom, it's like cleaning up after a Clydesdale. So you can't let him go in the house. So if he gives me the signal that he's got to go out, I get up and take him out no matter what time it is. So, yeah, I was up actually extra early this morning and then tried to lay back down and whatever. But, yeah, it's a good show, House of Guinness. Anybody, by the way, anyone who is of Irish heritage would really, I think, really appreciate this. I know I do. I'm not Irish. But I hung around guys and, you know, my first wife, all that stuff. By the way, Rob O'Donnell reporting through Mr. Paul that Billy Gahan. This guy is so silly. Can anybody take this Billy Gahan, the Lackawanna County Commissioner, seriously? Really? He's a joke. The Republican shutdown and the Trump Republican coverage is causing havoc. They just make it up. And millions of people have died, of course. The entire American population, the entire population of the United States has died 3 times over since Donald Trump became president. I don't know what I'm even doing here. You're all dead. Am I even talking to you? These are crazy people. I'm telling you, Billy Gahan he's mentally ill. I haven't seen any indication that he's normal. None. Zero. Same with our horrible mayor, Paige Cognetti. She was on weeks ago on the morning show telling them, and they are credulous, telling them that... She's talked to people who have disabled children who've lost benefits. I mean, how do you keep lying like this? They are liars. If you're a left-wing lunatic, which Gahan and Cognetti are, you have to be a liar and a hypocrite. And you've got to be a little bit mentally imbalanced. You really do. You can't see reality. You can't see truth. You can't see fact. It's a sad way to live, but, you know, maybe 20, even 30% of the country's, less than that. Because remember, when you get the Democrat voters, there's a big chunk of people, whether they're with nonprofits that are getting grants, foundations, you name it. There's a big chunk of people, or work for the government, they're getting something out of the insanity. So you can't count most of them. Then there are the people who are the leaders who are getting all the benefits and will get more and more power the more the government does. and less freedom the rest of us have. And they'll be more comfortable because they'll get to tell you what to do. They'll know what you're doing while you're doing it, and then that'll bring them comfort. It'll bring them power, comfort. And so there's only, I don't know, I mean, it depends on the election, obviously. But then there's the other percentage that's willfully blind that just falls along with the insanity. And those are the people I feel sorriest for. I truly do. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Somebody says, do you know who's causing havoc? Billy Gahan. Yeah, he is. But he's insane. You have an insane county commissioner. He's got, I am told, he has a No Kings sign in his yard when he's trying to run the county by himself when there's supposed to be three commissioners. It's they don't get irony because they've got zero self-awareness. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Elvis Murphs' This Date 1962. He released his hit Return to Sender. And before that, the odious Woodrow Wilson, 1919, suffering a serious stroke at the White House. And his wife was the president, I guess, for almost the balance of... it was like, just like... Oh, Lord, we experienced this in real time 100 years later with Joe Biden. My gosh. Oh, it's sad. It's really... By the way, my man Mark from Hazelden reminds me, it's Mahatma Gandhi's birthday, October 2nd. And Gandhi says, when I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been murderers and tyrants, and for a time they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fall. Think of it, always. Oh, I hope you are right. Thanks, Mark. Mark from Hazelden. By the way, if anybody has any thoughts on this, I'm up in the air whether to finish with American Pie by Don McLean, because he was born this date, 1945. He's turning 80 today. Or when Joe Cocker was on Saturday Night Live and John Belushi imitated him when he was singing Feeling All Right. One or the other, but we're going to play Cocker for sure. The late, great Joe Cocker, the late, great John Belushi. I did that a version of that thing with, it was impromptu, but I did the John Belushi part when Lenny Carlucci was singing Joe Cocker. We were at some bar. Not some bar. We were at, it's called Morgan's now. But it was Cosgrove's then. Peter Cosgrove's place. So, yeah. Joe Cocker. We got to finish with American Pie, probably. But if you guys have other thoughts, you let me know. Butch from Mountaintop texting in. He said, just saw a video of some Democrat debate stage, seven or eight Democrat candidates. The moderator asked for a show of hands, whose plan will provide health care to undocumented immigrants? Every single one of them raised their hands. Yeah, I know. Butch says, I don't know what was crazier, the fact that they all raised their hands or the fact that the audience began to wildly applaud. Remember who these people are. They're insane. ALTS back at you. Bob, the deep fake, the Trump release, the White House release with Schumer and Jeffries, and Jeffries in the sombrero. It's, you're right. It is, one of our listeners saying, it is hilarious. I mean, you want to talk about trolling them. And I, you know, Hakeem Jeffries is a complete phony, but he might actually have gotten angry over it. So now, here's an African-American, very light-skinned, but an African-American. And Trump puts a sombrero on him and a mustache. Now, I don't know how that's racist, but maybe he's offending our Mexican and our Latino friends. Maybe he's offended that he looks like a Latino. I don't know. Somebody else texting in, greetings and good morning, Bob ALTS. The D-rats are appalled at the government shutdown and laying off workers, but they had no qualms about firing workers for their decision not to take the Chinese virus vaccine. You nailed it. You have to remember, you've got to be a hypocrite, a liar. Oh, I apologize. Morgan's is actually called Benny's now. It's a great place, yes. My apology. Calling me Mr. I Go Everywhere. Well, I still call the baseball team the Red Barons. So give me some slack here. The morning show was talking about, I guess there was a survey of kids 6 to 16 or 7 to 16 years old on what signs you're getting old. And I said, I've been doing things like playing crossword puzzles or doing crossword puzzles since I'm in my 20s. So I've aged myself, obviously. All right, we need to take a break, though. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we'll take a break, hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back and do our veterans tribute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by John Basiliga. We're going to feature just one of his great companies today. And that's Basiliga Hospitality. And guess what? They are award-winning. Atera 519, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection, Sergey's Live, best nightclub, best live music venue. Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining, 2 years in a row. Best place to have a first date, the Old Brook Inn. Stegmeyer Mansion, the best reception hall. Far Street Tavern, best bar food, best neighborhood bar. Queen City Tavern, winner, best bar. Scranton Art House, winner, best movie theater. And it's so true. Sergey's, they'll be open tonight. Winner, best nightclub, best live music venue. Thomas Reese. We lost him September 21st at age 92. He lived in Springbrook Township. He was born in Lake Ariel. After high school, Tom served us in the U.S. Army. Before retiring, he was proud to be an over 50-year member of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 542. Great gang. Tom was a man who found joy in the simple but meaningful parts of life, working the land, providing for his family, and taking pride in a job well done, old school. His love for dairy farming ran deep. He loved hunting alongside his sons. He had a natural gift for operating heavy machinery. Immense pride in keeping his properties in immaculate condition, reflecting his hard work and respect for the land he proudly called home. He served Springbrook as a township supervisor for 3 terms during a period of growth. Transformation from rural dirt roads to well-paved communities. Survived by his wife, Mary Ann. 3 children. His grandchildren, stepchildren. His grandchild. And tragically preceded in death by his 2 children, Sandra and David Reese. And the mother of his children, Olive Nero. Thomas Reese, our veteran this hour. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker today, mostly sunny, 68 degrees. Tonight, clear and chilly, 45. Friday, mostly sunny, 75. Saturday, sunny, 80. Sunday, sunny, 80. So the weather is only getting better. I realized yesterday, Cutie and I took Chauncey for a walk after dark, and it's dark way too early anymore. Anyway, it felt like fall. And I said, fall's my favorite season, but I'm going to really miss the hot weather. Well, it's coming back this weekend. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. By the way, if you notice, we are going to try. I want to do 1 veteran an hour instead of 2 so that they are more fully featured. I was so backed up with obituaries of veterans that we were doing 2 an hour and sometimes more, but we're going to try to do 1 as long as we can. Murph tells us this date, 1965, the McCoys had the number 1 hit with Hang On Sloopy, and my man Fred Duckman pointed out, like we must have played this a few months ago, that there was this racy, beautiful girl dancing in sort of a pre-MTV video for this very song. And I guess it caught on YouTube later on. But that's the deal for music this hour. People are getting a kick out of it. So one of our great listeners tells me how just thinking, and I agree with you 100%, that Trump is, and he is hilarious. Can't help but, he says, a listener from Waymart, love your show. Every time I see Jeffries on TV, I can't help but laugh seeing him in that sombrero with the mustache. It's look at the guy's a joke. He's a fool. He's a liar. He's a lunatic. And he deserves to be mocked. These people deserve to be mocked. These are not serious people. These are fools. And they will proclaim a lie as loudly as they'll tell you their tie is blue. Really scary people. Somebody texts in the, where is it? The Democrats keep bringing up the letters stating people's health insurance is going up drastically. They don't explain that it's because these people no longer qualify for subsidies. The Democrats removed the cap in 2021 and it extended until 2025 because of COVID. Now the caps for subsidies are going back to where they originally were. And the letters are showing the price increase without the subsidies. The morning show keeps stating it's because the Republicans, where does this continue? Anyway, that it's the Republicans' fault. It's false. Larry, how long do you have to do the COVID giveaways? See, the Democrats knew they could take advantage of COVID and they could run with the bit. And when time ran out, the Republicans, they'd have a chance to get to give them the blame. Yeah, somebody said, not somebody, Joe B says, from Van Link says, can we put a sombrero and a mustache on Little Billy Gawin? Yeah. I think it's time. I hope somebody does that. I think it's beyond my capacity. But I hope somebody does it. Gawin, he deserves the sombrero and mustache because he's a joke. We'll take a break and be back. Murph tells us Shocking Blue released their hit Venus, this date 1970. By the way, excavator guy tells me he forgot to add his name regarding an email he sent from Little Billy Gawin. I mean, he's not small. He's at least 6 feet tall. But he's a child. He's a child. He's a man child. Gosh, I'm happy to have him and Paige Cognetti in charge of things at the same time is debilitating for people who live in the city of Scranton. It's unbelievable. By the way, an old friend of mine, Joe Triano, was appointed to the Scranton School Board. And I'll tell you, I think that's a great thing. He's a really solid guy, deep, deep background in education. So that's a good thing. So congratulations to you, Joe, on that. And speaking of something that I picked up from the local rags, but this was a good story, page 3 of the Citizen's Voice. Sergeant First Class Donald Williams. He was a Korean War vet, Purple Heart medalist. And he was honored by Mayor George Brown. About a dozen of his family members attended. And, I'm going to read a little bit more about him later. He's not one of the veterans we're honoring today, but he is somebody I'm going to talk about. Donald Williams from Wilkes-Barre. See, when you try to, and the Republicans are doing this, and I get it, there's two things the Democrats are trying to do. Now, the Obamacare is a failure. Please remember this. It is a complete failure. And the $400 billion of the money the Democrats are asking for is going to go to insurance companies. I talked about this yesterday, thanks to a listener for reminding me. More of it's going to go to illegal aliens. It's just craziness. They'll do anything to not admit that Obamacare was a massive failure. It increased healthcare costs. And as far as health insurance goes, your deductible has gone up substantially. And your premiums have gone up substantially because of Obamacare. It's a disastrous failure. And they want to cover up. So that people say, well, why are they so crazy about, they're not just wild about health insurance for illegal aliens. They are absolutely devoted to pretending that Obamacare worked. Oh, it's only another $400 billion. My goshes. They won't admit it failed. And they're trying to shore it up. And they would have done it without you even knowing about it. Which doesn't, by the way, count for the raids on Medicaid and Medicare and on veterans programs to pay for illegal aliens. Don't forget about that. Joe from Berwick, how are you, Joe? Joe, do we got you, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry, Bob. I was waiting for you, and I'm driving my tractor across the creek, so I just heard you got me on. I apologize.
Pay attention to the tractor. Well, don't worry about us.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to call about, Bob, you're right about the Obamacare thing, and Republicans need to make a lot more of that because it's all it's done is it's make everybody's health insurance more unaffordable.
Yeah.
That's
the hidden story. And nobody, by the way, not even conservative pundits are talking about it.
Yeah, no, they're not. And it just basically, anybody who pays for their health insurance, like through premiums or co-pays, they know what's gone on. And it's terrible. But one thing I wanted to ask about, Bob, because I rely on you as a reliable source of news. We can't get it anywhere else, really. Why am I hearing that the FBI supposedly had something to do with the whole Gretchen Whitmer thing and those guys who were prosecuted for wanting to kidnap her? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, because it was proven. An FBI agent okay. embedded himself with these goofy guys. This is reportage, reliable reportage that I've seen. I don't vouch for it 100%. He actually hatched the plan to kidnap Whitmer. And these three dupes went along. And they Should went they along and then he exposed them. But the plan was the FBI agents. The undercover FBI agent came up with the plan. These guys weren't smart enough to do it.
Well, shouldn't they be out of prison then? Isn't that called entrapment?
It's beyond entrapment. He created the scheme. I don't know their exact legal status now, but all of this came out at the time of their trial, and it was embarrassing for the FBI. It's remarkable.
What's embarrassing is they keep coming about saying, "Oh, all this violence from the right." There is no violence from the right. It's either the left or it's the FBI.
FBI. I know. I'm happy you brought that up. But listen, we got to go. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Joe, and we'll talk to you very soon. Because as I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch, it's 10 o'clock and change, which means it's time for the news. So let's do that and go to Bacardo's. That's your watch store. We're hoping to have Alex Bacardo on today because they've got something going on with Bulova that's a big deal. But we'll talk about that with him probably the bottom of the hour. But for now, let's take a break. Brian Hughes with the news. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.